This is the Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. This week, I've been talking about some of the missions impossible of Scripture. Here's another one as Jesus gave it to us in Luke 6. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Now, if that's not impossible, I don't know what is. When we can love people who are out to hurt us, who make our lives miserable, who are destructive and cruel, you better believe it comes from some power other than our own, right? And when we can love those people, there's no louder sermon in all the world. Keep in mind that loving does not mean liking. Agape love, God's love, is not necessarily a good feeling toward a person, but it's acting in loving ways. No doubt we have people in our lives who are not naturally lovable, but we love them by doing good to them. Jesus made it clear that we must do good things for people who we don't naturally love, people for whom we may have no warm feelings whatsoever. So who are your enemies? Who gives you a hard time? It could be a family member or a close friend. It could be a coworker or a boss. Can you identify at least one? Well, then ask yourself, what good thing will I do for that person today? Decide on one specific act you'll do for that person as soon as you can. You say, I don't want to. I know. Mission impossible, right? So you do it by faith, not by feelings. That's what the Christian life's all about, walking by faith and not by sight. You have to make a plan to do something good for them, and then you rely on the power of Christ within you. The feelings may or may not accompany your good deed. Never mind. Obey Jesus. Do good to those who don't do good to you. Interestingly, you'll discover that when you step out by faith to obey Jesus, you'll have the power to perform because He will give you that power. And sooner or later, the feelings fall in line. So the five missions impossible I've talked about this week are be kind to everyone, give thanks in all circumstances, do everything without complaining, pray continually, and love your enemies. Now, just imagine what would happen if every Christian practiced these five things consistently. We'd be living miracles, wouldn't we? Who could deny that Jesus makes a difference when they can see that we can, through Christ, do all these things, even these impossible things? I encourage you, as I do myself, to go for it. Well, I hope you will visit our website where you'll find copies of my devotionals and information on how you can get a special CD by Damaris Carbaugh. That's ChristianWorkingWoman.org. Have a great weekend.